is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The urgency of providing Ukraine with the weapons it needs to stop Russian military advances was again underscored Sunday, both in Europe and the United States. More from VOA's Veronica Baldarias Iglesias.
Is still strong. The resistance needs weapons and fast, warned the country's Minister of Defense, Rustem Umerov.
In the mathematics of war, we look to the enemy. Their economy is almost $2 trillion. So basically, whatever committed that doesn't come on time, we'll lose people, we'll lose territories.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan appeared on ABC's This Week. He urged Mike Johnson, Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, to bring the currently stalled $61 billion aid bill for Ukraine up for a vote in Congress. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And AP correspondent Rick Ann Garcia reports on Ukraine's estimate on its military losses since the invasion began.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky revealed the number of soldiers that have been killed in action in the 2 years since Russia launched its full-scale invasion. 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers died in this war. Not 300,000, not 150,000 that Putin lied about, whatever Putin and his deceitful circle are lying about. But nevertheless, each of these losses is a great sacrifice for us. He also emphasized that thousands of civilians had been killed in occupied areas of Ukraine. But Zelensky said that no exact figures would be available until the war was over. Russian news sites indicate that the rate of Russia's casualties in Ukraine are continuing to increase, with Moscow reportedly losing over 100 soldiers a day. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And this is VOA News. Former U.S. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday it is not clear whether a ceasefire and hostage deal will emerge from new talks in Qatar. Israeli media says that progress is being made as Israel continues planning an offensive into Rafah's southern Gaza. VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us more.
Netanyahu announced plans to convene his cabinet to discuss a push into Rafah that would include evacuating civilians. The United Nations warns more than 600,000 children would be in the path of such an assault. The southern Palestinian city of Rafah is now home to more than 1.4 million people, more than half of Gaza's population, many of them displaced by months of fighting. The United States says a humanitarian plan should accompany a military one for Rafah. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
For the third time in 5 years, U.S. senators will be sworn in as jurors for an impeachment trial. But the chamber is expected to spend far less time on the impending trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas than for former President Donald Trump's two trials, or maybe no time at all. The Republican-controlled House impeached Mayorkas February 13th over the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Senate leaders have shown little interest in spending much time on that. Two-thirds of the Senate would be needed to convict Mayorkas, and no Democrats have signaled openness to voting to remove him from office. Former U.S. President Donald Trump continues raising eyebrows over his comments last week at a dinner for black conservatives. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
Black people are so much on my side now because they see what's happening to me happens to them.
Republican rival Nikki Haley responded the next day.
That's the chaos that comes with Donald Trump.
And on NBC's Meet the Press, Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds, a Trump supporter who is black, was asked to respond.
This is political persecution from the Department of Justice and from radical DAs throughout our country. This is something similar that black people had to deal with the justice system themselves. And so their look of it is real simple. Well, dang, if the government's going after him with foolishness, he can't be that bad.
There is no evidence the White House has influenced any of the 91 total felony counts lodged against Donald Trump. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.